From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Yesterday, I gave you a little insight into where cork comes from. Today, I'm going to tell you why cork is so revered in history and why many winemakers are turning their backs to the once noble stopper. More after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Since ancient history, cork has symbolized some very important virtues. Branches and leaves from the cork tree were used by the ancient Romans and Egyptians to honor their athletic superstars. In ancient Greece, the trees were revered as symbols of liberty and honor. For that reason, only priests were allowed to cut them down. These felled trees were consecrated to the gods of Olympus. Meanwhile, back here among the mortals, the once revered little stopper has had its reputation tainted both figuratively and literally. Cork taint, a smelly but harmless biological agent, has been labeled the ruin of many a good wine. Many claim that a compound referred to as TCA has been finding its way into quality wines by way of infected corks. Defenders of the cork claim that there are a number of other likely explanations, such as unsanitary practices in the winery. Nonetheless, the controversy has focused a lot of attention on alternatives like screw caps and, say it isn't so, synthetic corks. As for me, I prefer to take my chances with the real deal because popping a real cork can soak any event in celebration, while sniffing the synthetic look-alike is like eating a rubber chicken. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.